Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Net. I'm Joan Irvine, or Dr. Joan, as some people call me. I'm a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis advocate, a sex educator, a speaker, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. Plus, there's a lot of other chapters that in between that you can learn about on drjoanirvine.com and LinkedIn. You know, the reason I have this show is to help people have their best life, no matter what their age. And speaking of age, my mantra is, baby boomers still rock. And definitely in this town, we do. Did you notice the lead-in song, Living Your Best Life, Flying High? Once again, I'd like to thank Cherise Ray and Steve Smythe. By the way, they have a show, Cherise and Steve Unplugged, on Healthy Life Net, the fourth Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. So listen to their show. Great musicians. Today I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. I don't have a guest, and I will focus on some of my favorite subjects, sex, lubes, vibrators. I'll talk about erectile dysfunction, ED, but a little bit less about cannabis as far as the details. You know, psychological arousal causes a person to want to have sex, and physical arousal causes physical changes that make it easier for someone to have sex. Our bodies were built for pleasure, a.k.a. our reward systems, be it food, exercise, drug, or sex. Sex is really quite simple from a biological perspective. Not from the psychological, but from the biological. When somebody gets sexually aroused, the limbic system of the brain releases a surge of neurochemicals, which are chemical messengers that create a feeling of attachment, love, and emotion. The intensity of the sexual climax depends upon the release of these chemicals. I'm going to be a little bit technical today, and kind of, it's going to be more of a lecture, but just bear with me, and I think you'll learn a lot. You know, some of the common erogenous zones that you already know about, it's the breast, the nipples, the necks, the lips, the mouth, the tongue, the back, the fingers, the toes, the hands, the feet. Anything in our body can be an erogenous zone. However, everyone is different, and so there are different erogenous zones. And what makes you feel good may not feel good to your partner, so you should always ask them to find out what works for them and let them know about you. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. Also, research has suggests that music and dancing produce similar brain activity as, let's say, masturbation or having sex. Eating your favorite food can also work, as the brain scans have shown that this is actually pretty similar to the neural connection to your brain. And talking about dancing, I do dancing all the time. Here in Redondo, we have lots of bands that are always playing. And, you know, I may not go to a gym to workout class, but I have no qualms about going and dancing for 2 or 3 hours listening to, let's say, Cherise and Steve or Cherise and Friends. And orgasm is quite simply a buildup of sensory and physical stimulation that culminates into an orgasm. So, just to let you know that, and I use the word simply because, and I want to put that in quotes because it's never that simple. Also, what I did for today is I went on to ChatGPT to see what it said about hormones and sex. And here's what they came back to me. Sexual arousal is a complex process involving multiple hormones and neurotransmitters. And some of the key hormones involved in sexual arousal include testosterone. This hormone, primarily found in males, but also present in females in smaller amounts, and we'll talk about more about this, plays a crucial role in stimulating sexual desire and arousal in both men and women, aka libido. Now, estrogen is primarily a female sex hormone, but it also plays a role with men's sexual function. It contributes to the regulation of sexual desire and arousal in women. Progesterone, another important female sexual hormone, it works in conjunction with estrogen to regulate the menstrual cycle and can influence sexual desire and arousal. Okay, so those are kind of the top hormones you think of. But then also, we have dopamine that our body produces. It's also referred to as the pleasure hormone. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that plays a role in the brain's reward system. It is involved in the feeling of pleasure and motivation, including those of sexual arousal. Then you have serotonin. It's another neurotransmitter that influences mood and behavior, including sexual desire and arousal. Imbalances in the serotonin level can affect libido and sexual function. Then you get oxytocin. Often this is called the love hormone or the cuddle hormone. It is released during intimate physical contact, such as hugging, kissing, and sexual activity. It plays a role in bonding, trust, and sexual arousal. Oh, and just to let you know, in order to get to orgasm, women produce more oxytocin than men do. So that's why, you know, this buildup, we really need it much more. And that's why we kind of feel like this bonding and this trust more, probably more than most men, because it's the hormones. I'd like to say it's the person you're with, but it's the hormones. And then you have something, and I wasn't even aware of this, the vasopressin, similar to oxytocin, is involved in bonding and pair bonding behavior. It can also influence sexual arousal and behavior. Okay, so that's just a lot of hormones and neurotransmitters and stuff. But these hormones and neurotransmitters interact with one another and with various psychological, environmental, and physiological factors to regulate sexual arousal and response. Additionally, other hormones such as cortisol, thyroid hormones, endorphins also may play a role in moderating the sexual function and arousal. Okay, so you've heard all that. This is not really supposed to be a biological or chemical class, but it's part of it, and you have to be aware of this. But also, it's often the psychological, sociological, religion aspects that mess with our heads and can interfere with our pleasure and sexual pleasure, sexual activity. I mean, society has just done a number, especially on women. Plus, it's been known for decades that women, especially after menopause, need more stimulation for sexual arousal and more lubrication, which is why cannabis lubes and vibrators are such essential tools. All add to increased stimulation. Okay, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but really an orgasm is about you stimulate, and you get to that point threshold, and if you've gotten enough to that threshold, that's when you have an orgasm. So that's why touch, sex, intercourse, even a slap on the butt can just sometimes put you over that edge because it's physical stimulation. People don't think about that. Then we have, let's get back to the psychological. Communication is one of the keys that is very important, but we were taught not to talk about sex. You just don't talk about sex. I mean, and this has caused so many issues and divorces, because if you're not having good sex, it's going to interfere with your relationship, and then people kind of pull apart, go apart. And so I recommend that people have a frank discussion about sex with your partners and take charge of the changes that are happening to you. I mean, for example, I was talking with a friend in her 50s. She was madly in love with her husband of 30 years. It was so cool to see, but wasn't as sexually attracted to him. And it seemed to her that he was avoiding her and sex too. And she didn't want this to happen in her marriage. So she took action and was fortunate to have an enlightened gynecologist who tested their hormones and, not surprisingly, found they were both low in testosterone. They got on testosterone, and their sex life and their connection is back to the way it was. And if they had just let it go, it would have been, would not have done anything except for hurting their relationship. So it was really cool to have that discussion. And people come up and talk to me all the time about sex. So it's really fun. I get to hear all these things. And also, if you're lucky and you live in the South Bay, this doctor, and if you want her name, you can contact me. She has both an office in the Torrance and just opened an office in Catalina in Riviera Village. Oh, and plus my friend told me she even has, this doctor even has vibrators in her office. You know, and that's like, you know, really cool. So, you know, to me, that's being a real doctor. I mean, when was the last time your doctor talked with you, you know, talked about sex? When was the last time your doctor said, and instead of just as a female, okay, we're going to do a pap smear, we're going to do this, are you sexually active? And they usually leave it at that. They don't usually say, hey, are you having an orgasm? Are you dry? Or, you know, what's going on? They don't go into that type of detail. So that, you know, I think it's, you know, communication is extremely, extremely important. And then also, what you have is, you know, you have to take a look at, you know, things change. As we age, our bodies and our sexual needs evolve. You know, it's making it just essential to be open about learning new ways to pleasure ourselves and our partners. It's much like, to me, it's much like updating computer software. You have to continually explore, remove the bugs, add new features to enhance your intimate connections. And variety and having different programs or different apps is really important. But what we're going to do is we're going to delve into what I call a fantasy questionnaire. That it's a way to give you something to work from when you're talking with your partner. I mean, it's crucial to approach these topics with respect and understanding. While some of the questions may seem shocking or even beyond your comfort level, remember that different sexual preferences are more prevalent than you might think. And embracing diverse perspectives allow us to foster a more accepting and inclusive relationship. You know, and also remember, as you're talking to people, to each other, and when I talk to clients, my primary premise is that whatever is safe and consensual between adults is natural, normal, and okay. And I provide a safe space for people to talk. Not all fantasies become reality, and sometimes just talking about your fantasies during sex is all is needed to add that spice or to add that little bit of last minute, the last straw that gets you close to that orgasm. So what I want to do is some of the questions you may ask your partner, and this is available on drjoanirvine.com. If you say ask Dr. Joan, and there'll be a blog about my fantasy questionnaire. So, you know, sometimes you could have been with somebody for a long time or you're just getting involved with somebody and you want to know these questions. I mean, what visually attracts you most? Eyes, smiles, legs, butts, breast. How about toes? Toe fetishes are really big. And some people are big into shoes. So does your partner that you're going to be with, is he into heels that shows a little bit of toe? It may sound weird, but these things if it works, hey, that's all it takes. Also, what kind of lingerie or costumes excite you? You know, some men are very much into different type of lingerie. Some men aren't. How about, this is going to get really into the weeds, but how about your personal grooming? I mean, some men like you to groom your pubic area. Some people, men don't. Some people like it totally shaved. So these are things that, you know, you want to find out because you're having sex. And you want it to be the most enjoyable thing that you have with your partner. And you want to please him as much as he wants to please you. Also, how often do you like to have sex? I mean, this changes. I mean, hey, when you're younger, you know, you're just like rabbits. You know, excuse me, can I say the word? Am I allowed to say the word? Okay. You know, you just like fuck like bunnies. And so that happens. And all of a sudden, then life happens. And you have to, you know, everybody's working, you have to start to plan things, your body changes. So what feels, you know, comfortable for you? Also, what sexual positions do you prefer? I mean, you weren't even probably taught about this. A lot of this stuff, you know, you had to go to, now you go to the internet. Otherwise, when I was growing up, you had to go to the books and you had to go to a library that had very limited selection. And also for the man, I mean, how long can he stay hard before coming? I mean, it's, you know, there's something called edging where a man can stop his orgasming but keep the hard on. And this is really good for women because women require more stimulation. And so the longer the man can maintain an erection and still be having sex, you know, having penetration or whatever else is going on, the better for a woman. There are some studies that say that it takes women 20 minutes of foreplay before she's really even ready for, you know, good sex. And 20 minutes, I hate to say. Most men do not last 20 minutes, so you need to, I'm getting a nod over there. And also, what is your recovery time? If a man comes quickly, how long does it take him before he can get in another erection and have sex? And so you really, you know, you need to find this out, and you kind of base your sexual activity on this. Are you multi-orgasmic? I mean, some women, it's like one orgasm and that's it. Well, if you have a part, you know, you can have a partner where you can be going on for hours and you can be having, dozens and dozens of orgasms. That really is possible. But it takes a partner that is going to be working with you in order to have you continue on having these orgasms. Do you like oral sex? Do you like giving oral sex? Do you like receiving oral sex? For a man, do you like your balls played with and sucked? Some men do, you know, maybe beforehand, but if during sexual activity that maybe it becomes, their balls become so sensitive that they just don't even want them touched. So you don't want to be having a great sexual time and then all of a sudden you touch his balls and he goes, pain. Kind of defeats the purpose. Do you like anal sex? Giving or receiving. I mean, hey, the anus is another source of pleasurable, you know, stimulation. Are there parts of your bodies that are off limits? As I said, you know, somebody's balls during, you know, intercourse. Are you vocal during sex? Do you like your partner to be vocal? Are they into public displays of affection, PDAs? Also, what sex toys do you like? I mean, this is something that I'm going to be talking about, a vibrator, and I always say that, you know, until I found the vibrator, you know, when I was married, I may have like one orgasm a year, believe it or not. Since I discovered a vibrator, you know, 40 years ago, there's probably never a time that I don't have an orgasm because I always incorporate my vibrator into sex play. Also, where do you like to have sex? You know, do you like to have it in the bedroom? Do you like to be someplace outside in the woods or whatever? You know, what works for you? Also, know that, you know, with that, and when you have sex, men have a higher testosterone level in the morning. So if you want your man to be at the peak performance, then you may be wanting to consider morning sex, because hey, he's going to have a hard-on usually when he wakes up, or it's going to be easier for him to get one. Do you play with sexual energy? I mean, one of the things that can be so much fun is as you're having sex or after you've both come, that you just stay there and you hold on to each other and you can just feel the sexual energy going between you. And this really bonds you. And you almost like become one with each other. It's really amazing. Does your partner like to watch pornography? Is it okay for you if he does? And do you watch it while you're having sex so you have that additional stimulation? Are there any physical issues that may interfere with you having sex? I mean, if somebody, and we'll talk about this in a bit, you know, do they have ED or are they on some kind of medication that you have to compensate for it? You know, I'm going to say some of the things that people are going to be amazing is, are you into threesomes? Or are you into swinging? I was shocked at how many people really are. Are you willing to share your partner with someone else? If with that, are you maybe dominant? Are you more submissive? Or do you kind of switch back and forth? I mentioned earlier, I said just sometimes that little pat on the butt will kind of put you over the edge. You know, do you like to give or receive some pain that does this? Do you like bondage? Are you open to using cannabis or other sexual enhancement products? There's just all kinds of things, and things change, and you may want to look at these things. And I know I'm probably going to shock some people with what I've said, but it's reality. It's reality out there. But once again, you know, it's about open communication and understanding that you foster this fulfilling and pleasurable sexual connection. And we need to continue to learn, to grow, and support each other on this journey of exploration and intimacy. So if you need help, please consider seeing an open professional who will work with couples and sexual enhancement. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at drjoanirvine.com/contact@9 so that you can contact me. So we have to go to, now that I've gotten everybody excited, it's time that we have to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back. And the next thing I am going to be talking about is vibrators, one of my favorite topics.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am going to be talking about vibrators, one of my favorite subjects. I love to talk about hot sex, especially when combined with cannabis, lubricants, and a vibrator. To me, cannabis is like Viagra for women. But we're not going to be talking too much about cannabis today. But do you realize that 70% of women have clitoral orgasms? You know, so as much as we've been taught that intercourse penetration is the ultimate sexual stimuli, I'm sorry, it's not. Sorry, men. I know that you want to feel that your penis is what's giving us all of the pleasure. It does, but it's not all of it. It gives us pleasure. And to understand that, instead of taking that as an insult, so many men will go, what do you mean you need a vibrator? Oh, my God. And, you know, you want to go, hey, if it takes a vibrator because I need additional stimulation, you as my partner who's trying to pleasure me, I mean, you should be fine with that. And let's learn how to play with that together. And so that I want to talk about vibrators. In fact, it was funny because just this week or last week, what is it called? Wire Cutter, which is in the New York Times. They evaluated and came up with the top five clitoral vibrators. I just loved it. I'm going, you know, people think it's weird that, you know, to talk about vibrators, and here it is in the New York Times. And I'm going, cool, it's doing great. And what was really exciting for me is the top vibrator is still the Hitachi Magic Wand. This has been the top vibrator for decades. In fact, this was, that is my favorite vibrator that I got turned on to almost 40 years ago. I was watching a program. I lived in San Francisco, and I was watching a program on a public service show. And there was Betty Dodson, who's written the book Sex for One, and then Joni Blank, who had a couple of sex shops called Good Vibrations. And they were talking about these vibrators and how to test them out and all that. And as soon as I saw that show the next day, I was there at one of her shows, one of her shops. And you got to try them and all that stuff. And I found the Magic Wand was just fantastic. And in fact, in 40 years, I've only had to have three of them. So they last a long time. And they just, for me, they're wonderful. And in fact, what they're doing now is they also have a rechargeable one, which is great because before, and you always had to have the extension. Yeah, you'd always have to have an extension cord because you had to be plugged into electricity. And so I always had to carry an extension cord with me when I traveled, or you have to keep it. And hey, you know, I like to have a nice, neat, you know, bedroom without a lot of stuff in it. So having to have this extension cord, was kind of eh. So you have that, but also you do have the extension, the one without the extension, with the extension cord and without the extension cord. Now, the rechargeable ones, it's about twice as expensive as the original model, but it's easy to clean, silicone head, it's a quieter motor, it has a greater variety of intensity and vibration patterns that make it worth the extra cost. And the toy, as I said, is durable. It is, you know, has a 1-year warranty. But as I said, I've had some that have lasted like 10 years. So you can be, you know, you can have one. I mean, I think they cost, I mean, what is it? Well, you can get them on Amazon. I mean, that's another thing that's like really cool about a lot of these sex toys. You can get them on Amazon. So you don't have, nothing wrong with going into a sex shop or going to a sex site. But it's nice to be able to order something on Amazon. Some people feel a little bit more comfortable going to Amazon to buy, you know, sex products because they trust Amazon. So there's that relative trust that's there. Also, they talked about, and I haven't used some of these others because I found the Magic Wand worked for me, and guess what? It's worked for me for years. And there's something called the Satisfier Purple Pleasure. And this toy offers strong vibrations, has a rechargeable battery, and comes with a 15-year warranty, all at a fraction of the cost of similar models. And that's like $29 at Amazon. Then there is the, and it hits a sweet spot, as they call it. It's a high-quality basic vibrator available at a significantly lower cost than a competition. The oval shape of the vibrator is excellent for focused clitoral stimulation, and the device is small enough to be convenient for travel and for partner play. It's made from soft, easy-to-clean silicone, and the vibrator vibration are powerful. In fact, sometimes when you come up with a magic wand, a lot of times, I mean, it's a pretty big thing. And guys go, oh my God. And they kind of try to compare their penis to this vibrator. I've only known one man that was probably bigger than the magic wand. But, you know, sometimes you want to have, you know, a smaller vibrator. Then you have the Dame Air, which is the first suction vibrator. It's like more than other toys from like the Womanizer, a brand that pioneered similar like oral sex stimulation technology. And it's definitely noisier than some of the other suction because they're talking about suction tools so that you're having suction. It's almost as if somebody is licking and sucking on your clitoris or the clitoral, your lips. And so it provides that same stimulation without somebody having to do it for you. So that your partner, as you're doing that, your partner can be finding other parts of your body to stimulate and play with. So, you know, just think of it. It is just a, you can also customize the suction sensation and the slender curved shape of the toy that makes it comfortable to hold on to and easy to use. In fact, there was a joke on, what was it? Jane Fonda and, there was a show on, I think it was on HBO or Netflix, and it was Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and they talk about they designed a vibrator for older women who had arthritis. And so that one of their big businesses they were going to go into was to have this vibrator for older women for who have arthritis. You know, so that, you know, here it is, and you can go to Amazon, you know, where you can feel very comfortable. But by incorporating these products into your sex play, and it is play. If you're with somebody, you know, you're talking about having, you know, lots of fun. You're playing together, and we need, as I said, especially as we get older, women need to have more stimulation. And guess what? It's even fun to take the vibrator and to use it on the man. If his balls are not so sensitive, you can actually, you know, use it on his balls or use it on that space between his anus and his balls or on his anus. And so it gives that sensation. So it increases his sexual stimulation. And, but you have to be careful because you don't want him to come too quickly because you want him to be maintaining that hard on so you can just keep on playing. So it's just kind of fun to be able to talk about these things because people are not used to hearing about these type of, you know, about sex toys. Also, if you're having solo sex or sex with your partner with ED issues, you may want a dildo to insert into your vagina so you can take care of that last 30% of stimulation and pleasure. So if you want to learn more about my work on sex and cannabis, please go to drjoanirvine.com. Click on Ask Dr. Joan. We need to go to commercial break again, and when we come back, we'll discuss men and erectile dysfunction, ED. Thank you.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. You know, just as women have been indoctrinated that their body shape and the size of their body and their breast defines them as women and their sexuality, which we know is not true, but we have been indoctrinated with that, men have been taught that their manhood is defined by the size, girth, and their ability to maintain an erection and to orgasm. I mean, this is, it's really sad. So when they have ED issues, men just are devastated. It's really sad to see. And as men, and this is, I love men, but they tend not to talk about things like this. I mean, and how do you talk about, oh, you know, I can't get a hard on? I mean, this is not something they talk about with their buddies. I mean, women will talk about a lot of stuff with each other, but men, because all of a sudden you're admitting that you're having an issue. And what it also causes is they pull away from their relationships because they feel so emasculated. And so what happens is they start to pull away. You go, okay, what's going on? He doesn't want to talk about it. And you start to drift apart from one another. Or he may think, try to blame it, I hate to say this, blame it on you. And so that maybe you'll have an affair or two because, you know, it's not his fault. You know, it has to be your fault. Well, if you can talk about it, it just makes all the difference in the world. Plus, there are, as usual, there are various treatments and solutions available, depending on the underlying cause of the ED. I'm going to make like a very feminist comment. You know, until cannabis, women really have not had their own Viagra. You know, men have a problem with ED. Boy, I'll tell you, when you hear all the solutions there are, I'm going, I wish there was that many easy solutions for women. So some of the options you have if you're having ED issues is, first of all, lifestyle changes. And we're talking about HealthyLife.net. Well, you know, making lifestyle changes can often improve erectile function. I mean, that's maintaining a healthy weight, exercising regularly, quitting smoking, limiting alcohol consumption, managing stress, and getting enough sleep. So that, because what happens is just as like if you're really heavy, you're not getting the blood flow through all of your bodies. If you're having issues with that and you're maybe having issues with your legs or this or that, guess what? If you're not getting the blood flow into your penis, you're not going to get an erection. So one of the first things that happen is, first of all, you should see a doctor and find a good doctor. Because I was talking to a client that is 81 years old. He was going, you know, what do? You go, men, we see our gynecologist as women, men go see their urologist. He was there and he was going for his annual, prostate exam. And he said to the doctor, he goes, hey, what about, I'm having some ED issues. The doctor said, I don't have time to deal with that. He was shocked. I was shocked when he told me this. And because this man is like 81 years old, he's not supposed to be concerned about being able to have an erection and be intimate with his girlfriend. Duh. I mean, that's just horrible to me. But one of the things that can be the first cause is it could be low levels of testosterone. So hormone replacement therapy may be recommended to boost testosterone levels and improve the erectile function. And even for women, you know, if you have a lower sex drive, even though I'm talking about men now, you know, testosterone can be absolutely amazing. There are several medications. You know, the one that we think about is Viagra, but there's also Cialis, there's several. And these drugs work by increasing blood flow to the penis, which helps achieve and maintain an erection. They're usually taken shortly before sexual activity. So, you know, everybody kids about the blue pill, you know, so that but it works and men have it and it changed the world for men who had ED. Then there's like, you would kind of consider it a sex toy, but it's a vacuum device. So you have this vacuum device that is non-invasive that you put your penis into this vacuum device and you pump on it. And what it does is it draws blood into the penis, which creates an erection. And then you have what they call a constriction ring, basically a cock ring. That's then placed at the bottom of the penis to maintain that erection and to keep the blood into the penis. So that's another thing you can do. Okay, then you have something that's kind of new called Gainswave. Once again, non-invasive treatment, and it uses a low-level sound wave to break up. It's like a shockwave therapy. So it improves the blood flow to the penis. It removes microplaque. It stimulates the growth of new blood vessels and can restore the health of damaged arteries. These are not inexpensive. I mean, it's about 100 to 150 a treatment, and you may need 10 treatments. And, you know, after 10 treatments, if it doesn't work, a lot of times they go, hey, this is not working for you. But by then you would have spent, you know, over $1,000, you know, but it's at least an option. Then you have, if all else, I hate to say if all else fails, but you have penile injections. And so what this is they sometimes benefit from an injection of medication directly to the penis. The medication can relax the blood vessels and improve blood flow, leading to an erection. Well, you know, if you've not experienced this, it's kind of really weird because you have, I mean, man has to get a partial erection. Then you have to make sure that wherever you're putting the needle in, it's not by a blood vessel. And, you know, and how does putting a needle in somebody's penis, it's not very sexy, but you have to be at, you know, you have to have gotten to the point where he has a certain amount of an erection in order to do it. So you have to incorporate it into your sex play. And also they have it where you can just use the needle, or they have a little device that you can put this needle into that you can push into the penis, but it is putting a needle into the penis. So it's kind of extreme, but guess what? If it works for somebody and it gives them, you know, an erection or hard on, that's just great. Then you also have, and this has been around for years, penile implants. You don't hear that much about it, but if they don't respond to any other treatment, they can surgically put in an implant. And there's like two main types of implants, inflatable implant that allows the man to control when he has an erection. So you like have a pump that you can pump up the penis. Or you can have a semi-rigid implant that keeps the penis firm, but can be bent into a more natural position. Okay, but that's really kind of extreme. However, whatever works for somebody, but this is kind of, you know, from lifestyle to penile implants. But then also, there may be some psychological causes that contribute to the issues as far as performance anxiety or relationship problems. So you may want to have to, you know, talk about that. In fact, one of the things that I've seen is that, you know, men just get so uptight about not being able to get an erection that it just interferes with everything else. They're focused that they're not getting an erection rather than not pleasuring me. So, you know, but please, please, please know that there are options out there. And please take advantage of the option, because your partner, your relationship with your partner or your marriage really can suffer if you're not addressing these things. Well, we're back to where you need to take another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Redondo Beach and cannabis education.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade in Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I just want to make one more comment. I was just talking to somebody during the break. Is that, you know, if there are still issues with erectile dysfunction, ED, you've tried all these things, make sure you see a doctor. Because I know somebody that the underlying cause turns out to be cancer. So really, it's important that you talk about these things. Well, I'm going to get back to talking about Redondo. I have been advocating for legal cannabis dispensaries and businesses in Redondo Beach since 2017. God, you know, sometimes I wonder why. And we will have 2 dispensaries in Redondo, but it will most likely take another 12 to 18 months. And I have continually mentioned the need for education, not fear tactics. Also, I have been pushing for easier access for seniors, a.k.a. a dispensary that they can easily get to and delivery. So part of my education is why I'm hosting this show, because I can talk about these things on the show. I can be writing blogs that are on drjoanirvine.com under Ask Dr. Joan, and I post these blogs on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, X or Twitter, Instagram, and even Nextdoor. But I'm also doing a few other things to educate people. First of all, at every single city, almost every single city council meeting, I'm educating the city council and staff and residents about different aspects of cannabis, as much as one can do with the 3-minute limitations of public comment. But I'm talking about cannabis and talking about the types of companies that are involved in it, talking about the different products. So that is very important because people need to hear it. It's coming. It's not if, it's when. And you want people to be educated as much as possible. Also, because many cities, like Redondo, have delayed legalizing cannabis, the California State Senate approved SB 1186, which was effective January 1st of this year. It prohibits any city from preventing the delivery of medical cannabis. So you can now, if you get a medical card, you can now have cannabis delivered legally in Redondo Beach. And the thing that's cool about this is that there are so many people who are already getting delivery. So instead of being put in a position where they are criminals by accepting it, it is now legal. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be organizing educational events which will include the delivery of medical cannabis. I will be curating various products so people don't get overwhelmed with the choices, because from a behavioral perspective, you want to have 3 to 5 choices, because otherwise it just overwhelms you. I mean, if you're going, I mean, I walked into a sex shop in the desert, in Palm Desert, and there was so much there, even I went, oh, my God. I mean, where do I start with this? And so you want to make sure people feel comfortable, you know, with the choices. And what I'll do is that also, since baby boomers, a lot of us have stopped smoking, and they don't like to inhale. Some people do, and it's the quickest way, you know, to have an effect. I focus on edibles, gummies, beverages, tinctures, bombs. We're also going to have several vendors there to talk about the benefit of their products. So I'm really excited. We're just working on that. In fact, if you would like me to speak to your group, and or I'm looking for venues where I can host such events. So please contact me, email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com so that, you know, you can't, so I can get this education going out there more. I mean, I looked at some things, but it's like, you know, $1,000 to rent a room. That just, there's not going to be that much money coming out of all this to justify just that much for a room. Also, one of the things that I'm also doing, which I love, and one of the things with this show, is I can accept cannabis advertisers. What, and guess what? A lot of mainstream companies do not accept, well, can't, or will not accept cannabis advertisers. So I think it's important that to know that you can be advertising and advertising to what I call the last mile. Last mile they used to talk about in the industry. It used to be the delivery service or the dispensaries. To me, the last mile is getting to that end consumer. And that's what we're doing. It's really trying to help the end consumer have access to these products. Now I'm going to totally switch subjects. Just, I've talked about cannabis and vibrators and sex and all those fun things. Well, I want to talk about something else. You know, I've mentioned before that, you know, I've been actively involved in Redondo since I moved here almost 20 years ago. And I founded the nonprofit Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. And for over 11 years, we have been holding a first Saturday sweep, aka trash cleanup on the Esplanade. So you can join us on the first Saturday of any month at 9 a.m. at Avenue I and the Esplanade in Riviera Village, where we pick up trash. I mean, just we did a special one for the USC Alumni Days last weekend, and we picked up about 21 pounds of trash. And what we do is we pick up trash, we make note of what kind of trash it is, so we get an idea, and then we give that information to Heal the Bay because they have a database on that. So, but it was like we had a lot of people out there picking up trash, and what's so cool, I've mentioned this before, is people, well, thank you. I mean, it's like immediate gratification. These people are going, wow, thank you so much. And you go, oh, just picking up trash. But also, this year, one of our goals, one of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful goals, is to increase its community outreach by offering other groups and businesses an opportunity to sponsor a first Saturday sweep. I mean, it's a great team-building event, and it also demonstrates your commitment to Redondo and the environment. So far, we've had Cub Scout Troop 555 come, and they were picking up trash. And to me, it was great because parents are showing the kids the importance of the environment, importance of volunteerism, and all that. Plus, they get these little kind of, I guess, like, loops that they can put on their belts. So the kids, you know, I think it's fantastic. And I mentioned the USC International Day of Service that we had. Next month, we're going to have the Beach City Health District is sponsoring one. The Redondo Beach Chamber Leadership Alumni Group is going to be sponsoring one. So if you have a group or you own a business that you would like to sponsor a first Saturday sweep, please contact me or at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com or go to keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org, and there's a form there that you can be asking questions. So I want you, it's really important because we, you know, this is, the Esplanade is probably one, excuse me, is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Not even just in California. It is absolutely beautiful, and it is our responsibility to keep it beautiful so that so many can enjoy it and that we're not interfering with the environment. So I think that's really important. And other people, like even up here, you have, I was asked to do the same thing up here on your walkway, in North Redondo, which I didn't do. So, because I focused on the Esplanade. But, no, I really want to thank you for tuning in to Your Best Life on Healthy Life Network. You know, and if you want to listen to this or one of my prior shows, go to healthylife.net to my archive. Also, my show is repeated on the South Beach Saturday at 8 a.m. Once again, if you have specific questions or have feedback, please email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. But until next time, to health, happiness, hot sex, and living your best life.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.